Is an English bulldog by the name of Francis, and I gotta tell you, he really is an awesome guy, but he has sleep apnea because of the facial structure that he inherited from his ancestors, something that was bred into them that, you know, wasn't worked on. And so when his ancestors got together, they reproduced it in him, and I have to watch out for him very carefully to make sure that he can breathe at all times. Sometimes he actually stops breathing, whether he's awake, but especially if he's sleeping. And I have to reposition him to make sure that he can breathe again. It's a big challenge for him and something that, you know, I'm not happy about. I actually talked to his veterinarian about it, and she suggested that there is a way to perform a surgery that could make it easier for him to breathe. Well, you know what? Human beings are not that different than Francis in that we have a father who's watching out for us, who can see that we've got some inherited tendencies that make it hard for us to live in such a way, in a relaxed way. We have challenges that sometimes even threaten our life. They can stifle us and suffocate us and prevent us from doing well. They can cause us to be sluggish, as sleep apnea does. And at times, we need to be shaken up or repositioned so that we can get a good breath of fresh air and see things differently. In Ezekiel 36, 23 through 29, the Lord promises that he will not only sanctify his name in front of those who have ridiculed it because of us, but that he will remove us from that situation and bring us into a place where we can be comfortable, into our own land. He'll sprinkle water on us to clean us and take away the filthiness, take away those idols which are covering us over and suffocating us, and he will clean us. Not only that, but he'll perform surgery, just like the vet suggested, putting in a new heart for us, it says in verse 26, and a new spirit in us, taking out the stony heart, which, you know what, if you've got a heart that's hard, it makes it hard for you to breathe. And he'll give us a heart of flesh, put a new spirit in us, and have us walk in his statutes. We'll keep his judgments, and we'll do them. Not just knowing what they are, we'll actually do them. We'll dwell in the land that he gave to the fathers and be his people, and he'll be our God. He'll save us from our uncleanness and call the corn and increase it and lay no famine on us. Good grief. The Lord is promising in Ezekiel 36 that he will give us a bountiful harvest. You know, take away the famine that's prevented us from relaxing and getting a nice, fresh, clean breath of fresh air. Isn't it good to know that we have a God like that? The one that's found in Ezekiel 36. He's talking to people who have been misbehaving, haven't been living right, and have been perpetuating these problems over generations, just like they did with my baby's ancestors. With the English Bulldogs, he saw the lovable thing in us and decided to rescue us from it. That's the kind of God that we need to look out for. We need to get close to. We need to seek him. Because you know what? He's going to make everything beautiful. I'm going to be there when it's time for that to happen. You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. I seek you, I will find you. You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And if I seek you, I seek you till I find you.